It's too true, Romeo. Your reputation impacts us too, you know.
Rowan remains in deep contemplation and seems not to hear them any longer. Jim asks,
Are you all right, Rowan?
It was all consensual, you know. I never forced anyone to do anything they didn't want to do.
No one's doubting that, Rowan.
Then why am I the bad guy?
Becca notes, Okay, this is getting slightly awkward. Let's shift gears. How are you feeling, Zin?
I'm happy to be back in this recliner right now. Sitting up in the flight seat again will be quite uncomfortable.
Painful?
No, just uncomfortable.
I think we can ease that. Glad there was no pain, though.
Me too. That would have been worse for sure. But there's no need for drugs. It's fine the way it is.
Before we need to strap in tomorrow, I'll give up a Tolan to ease the pain. Your healing is coming along very nicely, though.
Happy to hear that. The Tolan should help. At least I hope so. If not, maybe we can figure out a way to hover my recliner into that position.
Ab squawks.
Ha! Now that would be funny.
Suddenly, a loud bang comes from the direction of the garage. Every head in the lounge whips in that direction. Rowan yips,
What the hell?
Did anyone else hear that? Jim asks.
Of course we all heard it. What was it? Elf is right here, so it's not him being clumsy.
Zin takes offense.
Hey, Elf isn't clumsy.
Ab says,
Come on, Rowan, let's check it out.
Rowan cries,
Check this out. You have been asleep for 3 days. Nothing. As soon as you wake up, trouble again. Maybe you're the catalyst to all our problems.
Or maybe God knows you are incapable of handling big issues without me, and kept you safe until he was ready to wake me up.
Listen to you. You're so full of yourself.
What? You have a massive clump of nerve to say something like that to me. Look in the mirror before you speak again.
Sure, I happen to have one, right?
Jim intervenes. You both suck. Now go check out the noise. Rowan finds himself caught off guard and replies meekly.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Let's go, Abs.
Becca advises.
Be careful, guys.
Rowan smiles back.
Not a chance.
As he places his hand on his holstered weapon. Abs looks back.
Keep this door closed in case something begins attacking.
Jim suggests.
Maybe the rest of us should go up to the upper deck so we aren't penned in this lounge.
If you're going, go now and quietly.
They quickly gather up their chattels and finally ride the lift to the upper deck.